NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russian President Vladimir Putin telephoned President Obama today to discuss the situation in Ukraine. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the two leaders still seem to be talking past one another.
The hour-long phone call came near the end of Obama's week-long foreign trip. Much of that trip was devoted to building an international rebuke to Russia's takeover of Crimea. Obama told Putin the U.S. supports a diplomatic resolution of the crisis, adding that's only possible if Russia pulls back its troops and makes no further provocative moves. For his part, Putin complained that extremists inside Ukraine are intimidating peaceful residents. Russia used similar claims about the situation in Crimea as a pretext to justify its takeover of the peninsula. The two leaders did agree on one thing. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will meet in the near future to continue the diplomatic dialogue. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
One of the survivors of last weekend's massive mudslide in Washington State says the roar of the hillside giving way and sweeping over houses, people, and everything else in its path was so loud she thought a plane had crashed. Robin Youngblood, who survived the landslide near the town of Oso, Washington, says she saw a wall of mud racing towards her across a river valley. She says she wound up covered in freezing mud, clinging to an unattached roof. Others were not so fortunate. The official death toll there is still 17, though authorities say other victims' remains have been found. 90 other people are still missing and unaccounted for. The U.S. Coast Guard has lifted traffic restrictions on key Texas commercial shipping waterways shut down by an oil spill, but NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the cleanup is still underway.
The Coast Guard is warning mariners to keep away from any oil sheen as they navigate the Houston Ship Channel and surrounding waterways. Lieutenant Junior Grade Mike Hart says vessels should be on the lookout for protective boom and cleanup activity.
We just ask that the public, be cognizant of the safety zones, be aware that there are still operations ongoing to skim up any remaining oil.
An estimated 170,000 gallons of oil leaked from a wrecked barge. The slick spread into the Gulf of Mexico and has oiled several beaches. Dozens of birds were killed. Volunteers are now combing sensitive areas to help target the cleanup. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Unemployment rates fell in most states in February as two-thirds of states reported job gains. According to the Labor Department, unemployment rates fell in 29 states, rose in 10, and held relatively stable in 11 others. In terms of actual hiring, the government says hiring rose in 33 states. Employers added around 175,000 jobs nationwide in February. On Wall Street, an up end for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 58 points to close at 16,323. The NASDAQ finished up 4 points. The S&P 500 rose 8 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. General Motors has suddenly, and for an as yet unannounced reason, put the brakes on in terms of sales of its most popular model, the Chevy Cruze. GM notifying dealers to stop selling the cars without explanation. Generally, such stop sales orders are a result of a safety issue, though so far it's not clear what the issue is. Comes as GM is already embroiled in a major recall involving millions of vehicles to fix problems with an ignition switch that has been linked to a dozen deaths and more than 30 crashes. GM, which had already recalled 1.6 million vehicles, expanded the recall today by another 824,000 cars in the U.S. The Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee announced today he's retiring at the end of the year to become a talk show host on a conservative radio network. As NPR's David Wellen explains, Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers' decision to leave Capitol Hill was unexpected.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Rogers announced he would not seek re-election this year on a Michigan affiliate of the Cumulus Radio Network. Next year, he's to become one of the many conservative talk show hosts carried by that network. Rogers, who's 50, has been a member of Congress for more than 13 years. 4 years ago, his close friend and Speaker of the House, John Boehner, made Rogers chairman of the intelligence panel. A former FBI special agent, Rogers has been a staunch defender of government surveillance programs and a frequent critic of President Obama. Earlier this week, Rogers announced a plan to end the National Security Agency's bulk storage of phone records. Americans, he said, did not have a comfort level with the recently revealed program. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Crude oil futures prices move higher today. The price of oil up 39 cents a barrel, ending the session at $101.67 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington. Support.